India's 6-week-long Kumbh Mela, or Great Pitcher Festival, is reaching its most important day. Tomorrow, some 20 million people will attempt to bathe in the waters of the Ganges River. The festival occurs once every 12 years. It's one of the most important events on the Hindu religious calendar. Hindus believe bathing in the Ganges during the festival will wash away their sins. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Allahabad, India.
A captive audience of up to 20 million people a day is one that few entrepreneurs could resist, which is why hawkers from all over India have descended on the Kumbh grounds. They sell almost everything available in India today. 5-rupee bamboo flutes, toy guns, cassettes of the words and music of Hindi holy men, even tires and cellular telephones. Business has been good for many of these small-time businessmen, and good, too, for many boatmen who've made the journey along the Ganges from Varanasi, about 100 miles downstream, to ferry people to and from the Sangam, the most auspicious bathing area at the Kumbh, at the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers. But the real attraction of the Kumbh is spiritual, not material, a celebration of faith. Jivesh Nandan is the man in charge of this year's Kumbh Mela.
People are here basically because they have faith in the river Ganges, they have faith in Sangam, and they have faith in Kumbh Mela. That is why so many people come without any invitation. Nobody has invited them. But because it is an auspicious occasion according to our faith, that is why so many people have come here.
To accommodate the millions who gather here on any given day, the government has spent 4 months and a large sum of money to construct what Jivesh Nandan calls a temporary township. More than a dozen pontoon bridges have been laid across the shallow Ganges to allow easier access for the pilgrims, and the Kumbh site covers more than 1,200 acres. 28 new tube wells have been dug to provide fresh drinking water, 180 miles of water pipelines have been laid, and 360 miles of electricity lines have been strung to provide for the thousands of tents that have been pitched for the pilgrims. With so many people gathered in one place, it is inevitable that some get separated from their families, and at the Kumbh, this, like almost everything else, is on a massive scale. At the Kumbh Lost and Found Center, a man sits in front of a microphone in a tiny tin-roofed shack. There are hundreds of slips of paper in front of him with the names of those lost. The announcer and his colleagues read the lists continuously 18 hours a day during the entire Kumbh, and with good reason. More than 50,000 people are expected to get lost by the time the Kumbh ends in late February. Police Sub-Inspector A.P. Singh runs the Lost and Found operation.
ऐसा होता है कि जो लोग कम पढ़े लिखे हैं, mostly बिहार राज्य और झारखंड राज्य के लोग.
Yeah, most of them get lost while bathing. When they come out, it is usually in a different place from where they went in. Most of those who get lost are also illiterate, which makes it harder to figure out where they came from.
11-year-old Vishal, a barefoot boy in a brown sweatshirt who's near tears, never even made it to the river. He's been at the Lost and Found for a day and a half.
We went to Rickshaw. One driver knew where he was supposed to go and took my parents there. But my driver wasn't from this area and didn't know the area well. So we lost sight of my parents, and that's how I got lost.
The police here and workers from a private charity which helps reunite people with their relatives say they're confident Vishal's parents will come for him. While 99% of the people are eventually reunited with their families, hundreds more never do find theirs. A sad statistic in an otherwise joyful event for the millions who attend. Hans Raj, a nearly toothless man of 80 who got separated from the group he came with while bathing, doesn't seem to care either way.
I'm happy because I've done what I came here to do. If they don't come back for me, I will just find my own way home. But I got what I came for. I was able to bathe in the river Ganges.
Tomorrow, an estimated 20 to 25 million people are expected to try to bathe in the waters here, the most ambitious test yet of the organizers' elaborate preparations. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, at the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad.